This week's parsha deals with many national interests. It deals with the appointments of judges. It deals with judges. And also deals with a section which we can call the section of the king, where it says, as a mitzvah, Som tasim lecha melech, you should appoint for yourself, place upon yourselves a king. Nonetheless, later on, in the prophets, in the Navi, in the book of Shmuel, and we can look in Shmuel Aleph, the first book of Shmuel, chapter 8. There, when the people actually make a request for a king, the prophet Shmuel gets very upset. And again, on a personal level, if you were able to see the background behind our home, the traditional, what is assumed to be, the grave of Shmuel HaNavi is right in the background. You can see from some of the other windows of the house. Shmuel HaNavi is very upset. And God says to him afterwards, "You're upset. It's not you who rejected. I'm the one who they rejected." So we need a little bit of that. Till that point, the people were judged by judges, by Shoftim. And this was the period of the judges. But we're told that the children of Shmuel were not who they should have been. They would not have made quality judges. And the people then asked for a king, and I want to read the verse. V'yitkaptzu kol zikne Yisrael, and all the elders gathered. V'yomur ilav hinei ata zakantu v'necha lochu b'derechecha. You have become old, and your children have not gone in your paths. Ata sima lanu melech, anoint for us or place for us a king. L'shoftenu k'chol ha'goyim, to judge us like all the nations. Now why is Shmuel upset now, and why is God upset? It's possible that Shmuel is upset on a personal level because he and his family have been rejected. It's possible. I don't know if the correct way to read it. But why is God upset? And it all comes down to a very simple point, and that is, how do you parse the words in this verse? Because what they say is, appoint or anoint for ourselves a king, l'shoftenu k'chol ha'goyim, to judge us like all the nations. So is it that they wanted the king to have the authority that a king has, or they wanted to be judged like the other nations are judged? And that's the way that God understands it, and it's very hard to argue with God's interpretation of a text. God heard them saying something. We want to be judged like the other people, which means we don't want Jewish law. We want the way that the other nations live, the other nations exist. The king sets up the law. We want different kinds of laws. Which means the problem of the appointment of the king, of the request of the people, was not just who is going to implement the law. Will it be the king or the judges? It's the type of law which they wanted implemented. And God understood quite well what they were saying. Let's get a new system. Let's get rid of this old system. Let's get rid of the system that we had from Sinai. And therefore the anger. God nonetheless says, continue. Let's bring a king. And the first king, who was of course Shaul HaMelech, was a temporary king. And he ended up failing. He ended up not creating the kind of system which was needed. On the other hand, David HaMelech was also anointed by Shmuel. And he was the one who creates the beginning of what we would call the Davidic dynasty. His son Shlomo ends up building the Beit HaMikdash. And at that point, the kingdom becomes very different, because this becomes a kingdom which is supposed to, and they did not always live up to the responsibilities, to implement the laws of God. That king walks around with a Sefer Torah. That king's job is to implement the laws of the Torah. If a king sees his role in order to create new rules, to reject it, that's not the kind of king that God told us to anoint. The walking around the Torah really seems quite significant. That's the basis. The king who clings to the Torah is the person who could be a king of the Jewish people.